Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 23, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is 1989 Nissan S-Cargo, the whimsical retro van you didn't know you needed. A rare 1989 Nissan S-Cargo has joined the Ron Sturgeon collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth. With only around 8,000 ever produced, this whimsical microvan brings retro charm and offbeat Japanese automotive history to visitors. Imported from Japan in 2018, the S-Cargo pays homage to the Citroën 2CV delivery van with its unique design. Featuring right-hand drive, a practical interior, air conditioning, and a Pioneer Bluetooth stereo, this model offers a touch of modern convenience. Powered by a 1.5-liter inline-four engine and a 3-speed automatic transmission, the S-Cargo provides simple and fun urban motoring with just 60,000 miles on the odometer. Owner Ron Sturgeon describes it as functional art on wheels that is sure to delight enthusiasts of JDM and retro design alike.
1959 Renault Dauphine, France's answer to American freeways, joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum collection. The 1959 Renault Dauphine, a symbol of style and global ambition, has joined the DFW Car and Toy Museum collection. With its rear-mounted engine and classic black exterior, this compact French car was a popular choice in the U.S. in 1959. Powered by an 845cc inline-four engine, it may not be a powerhouse by today's standards, but it represents a quiet revolution in affordable mobility. The well-worn cabin with vintage instrumentation and low mileage of just 21,000 miles adds to its historical value. Ron Sturgeon, founder of the museum, describes the Dauphine as Renault's passport to the American dream, paving the way for European imports in the U.S. Visit the museum in Fort Worth to see this charming piece of automotive history.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.